Welcome to this week's Uncovering Hoaxes podcast. This week's topic is, drumroll please, Area 51. I have to be honest, I was not all that concerned until I heard something in the news about strange activities happening out in Nevada. Around the same time, one of my close friends came to me asking why she couldn't see Area 51 on Google Earth. She was so frightened. She was frantic and hysterical and... Okay, I'm diverting here. Let's get back on topic. Anyways, I was curious, so I did some research, aka a Google search, to find out more about what's in Area 51. An interesting thing that I came across was this old radio broadcast from the 1960s. To start, let's take it back a few years. It all began in the year 1961.
This is Carol coming live at 11:34 p.m. from the middle of Nevada desert. Just moments ago, a strange object crash-landed on restricted land. No word yet from the government what exactly is going on, but from what I can see, an abnormally shaped figure stumbled along the desert before collapsing in the hot desert sand. The entire thing happened so quickly, I can't really be sure what happened. The real question here is what is really going on behind these restricted lines. Is it aircraft and weaponry development, or more? More talk on this strange night next week on Channel 47 News. Now for the weather.
There was never a follow-up broadcast. After this night, Carol mysteriously disappeared. And worse yet, the government was very vague about that night in Nevada. Much speculation came about, along with many different conspiracies because of the lack of acknowledgement from any authorities. Anyone else find it a tad bit sketchy that the government would not publicly acknowledge an area that everyone knows is there? Alrighty then, moving on. In just a bit, we will have a special guest, Bart Clements, who was a veteran that worked on the base in Nevada. He should be able to shed some light on what really happened that night over 50 years ago. Until then, I will continue to share what I found on Google. Anywho, another part of my research had to do with the funding for such massive classified projects. A large portion of taxpayer money goes into whatever goes on in a restricted area, and by large portion, I mean millions. And now for our special guest, Bart Clements. Bart, how are you doing this fine evening?
I'm wishing I wasn't missing the football game tonight. My wife made me do this.
So what do you remember from that night in 1961 where there was an unidentified crash on the restricted premises that no one but authorized personnel could pass?
I remember that day like it was yesterday. There was a panic on base. Nobody really knew what was going on until we were pulling what I first thought to be a body off the ground and dragging it in pieces of metal back into the observatory where we did air travel research and development. The body twitched in my hands and I dropped the body on the ground in surprise. Surprise, I tell you, I wasn't scared. In the light, we saw big, beady black eyes staring blankly out into space. The skin of the creature had a green hue, and its head was huge, I tell ya. I was amazed that I was able to hold it up for the entire time. There was some yellow liquid flowing from its lips and heads, but I refused to touch it again. Our commanding officers quickly cleared us out and demanded that we saw nothing, and that's when it happened. The alien quickly shot up and snatched one of the commander's officers and tore his head off in one bite. Then...
Wait, what? I'm trying to be open-minded, but this story is a little hard to believe.
Hence why I'm not really sure what I saw. The next morning, we were told that the commander I thought I saw die had only moved to the base in Alaska. Who really knows? After that incident, or lack thereof, we began reverse engineering the remains of the aircraft that crashed the night before to learn more about it. It was like nothing we had ever seen. So I assume that it was extraterrestrial, but... Who am I to say for sure?
Okay, I think that's all we have time for today. Betty, you can come take your husband home now. Thanks for bringing him.
Wait, I have to tell you about the time I woke up, and I swear I saw this strange figure leaving my room.
Bart, what did I tell you about telling these crazy stories to the young folks?
What stories? They're all true, I swear.
Bart,
okay, It seems we're all out of time for today. In closing for this podcast, I'd just like to touch on a few things from today. The vagueness of the report and the following disappearance are clear indicators that there is something suspicious at work here. But what? From Bart's first-hand account, we are told that aliens do exist, but who actually believes that? Not me, especially with his wife shutting down everything he said at the end. There are some aspects that could be credible with a little in-depth research, but I don't think my Google searching will be sufficient for this one. Anyway, I want to know what you think. Is Bart telling the truth? Or is it just a fictitious story? Will the world ever actually know for sure? Probably not. Till next time.